ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Tom.
And Merry Christmas, everyone. How we doing?
Well, I think Thanksgiving. No, yeah, the Thanksgiving's in here somewhere. And let's see, Halloween. Is that this weekend?
Yeah.
We're not skipping over those.
No.
We're going to have a lot of fun celebrating Halloween this weekend, and we're going to be very grateful the whole month of November for Thanksgiving and all the blessings that we have. But we want to celebrate Christmas, too.
We need to.
We are going to celebrate in a big way again this year. And, you know, we've been that jingle that we just played, the little song that we just played, is now over 20 years old, and I never get tired of it. And we don't get to hear the full song that much. We call it a full sing, those of us in the radio, but we don't. And I like the end of it because it really does talk about the reason for the season and what we do. But as long as we are celebrating Jesus' birthday, we might as well, again, have a lot of fun and joy in doing it as well. Mm-hmm. And support our local businesses who truly need us this year more than ever. You know, businesses have just had that kind of year that everybody's had. It's been tough. It's been really tough for people. And so this is a time where we really need to support our local businesses. And a great way to do it, a win-win-win for everybody, again, is our Green Country Christmas promotion that we do. Again, we've been doing this over 20 years. We encourage people to start shopping next week. They can tickets will be available in all the stores and that are part of the Green Country Christmas. Again, there's going to be, oh gosh, I don't know, between 80, 90 different businesses locally that you can go to and get your little green tickets. It's not too late for businesses to sign up. We can still get you on the list and let you be a part of it. But as you go, as you shop, you don't have to buy anything. You just ask for a green ticket and you get a little ticket. Or as you shop, for every $10 you spend, you're going to get more green tickets. And that's a good thing because we are all going to come together and be here in the studio again on December 22nd and give away prizes galore. Lots of great prizes from our local merchants too, as well as the $5,000 cash from the radio station. So Tom, last year at this time, you hadn't been through it yet. And so we were kind of explaining it to you. And we were telling
I'm glad you did.
We were telling you, you know, it's kind of a big thing. It's kind of a neat thing.
And, oh, it is,
you know,
a big thing.
And it's fun because you get to see people really enjoy and have winning great prizes and stuff, too. Now you've been through it. You see how it works. It's a lot of work, but it's also very joyful.
It is a lot of fun is what it is. Because, you know, when we get to our big prize giveaway day, it is everybody out there having fun and really just spreading a lot of joy. And of course the listeners are having a ball because they never know if that's going to be their winning number we call.
Exactly.
And boy, these prizes, wow, they're just amazing. And they get better every year.
We do. We have a lot. And Tina and the sales staff and crew have really been working hard on putting it all together, and kudos to them. And Tina, tell us about some of the exciting things that we've got coming.
Well, the newest exciting thing that we have that I'm excited about is the Boom Moto. They're giving away a family 4-pack of the electric bikes.
Ooh, how cool
is that?
That's a lot of boom.
Like, yeah, I don't, you know, we had that thing where you could drive the bikes about a month ago or something. It was so neat. And we have the gas. Everybody needs gas. So we have the gas from Phillips 66 again this year. And we're getting 12. Every package, we have 12 packages, so every package will get a cutting board from Doug Huff Homes, and every package will get the AAA membership again from Paul's Wrecker.
Wow.
So,
and Swimming Holes has stepped up in a big way this year.
Swimming, I saw that.
Yes. Yeah. So you can have your choice of a Pro 80 Traeger grill or a large big green egg.
Give me the egg. I love this thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never cooked on an egg, but I can imagine that ceramic just really holds the heat in there really well.
It does.
And the Traeger grill is pretty awesome, too.
That's
kind of a tough choice.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
and maybe it depends
tough.
On what you already kind of have and what you need to supplement or do or what you'd like as an option and stuff.
Sure.
So that's kind of neat for it and stuff, too. We've got four $100 gift baskets and a $100 gift certificate from Moxie on 2nd. That's really going to be a nice prize again
that's
this year.
A lot of Moxie.
So, yes.
And we have a center kitchen island on caster wheels with a butcher block table from Bartlesville Custom Cabinets, and I really need that. really, really have been asking for one of those for a long time.
No sooner than you said that, about half the people went, you know, here.
Yeah, me too.
And if that's something maybe you can't personally use, you can re-gift it to somebody in your family that would really be blessed with it or something too. So, yeah, it just depends on what might be the best, you know, for you. But and that's true with a lot of these gifts too. Of course, I bet there's some of them that you really want to take. Like, again, Spirit's Travel, they've come through every single year with those airline tickets to get to go anywhere in the continental United States. And, you know, we've had great stories of people who haven't been able to go visit relatives or a friend who's sick or something like this, and they got those tickets just when they needed them to be able to go. Mm-hmm. And what a blessing that's been. We thank Spears Travel for doing that.
We have a $500 gift certificate from Cliff's Flooring and Windows. And we also have that grill from Lowe's Home Improvement. And we have a new business downtown, Sand Creek Designs. And they are giving us a 6-foot dining table with 2 benches to go with it.
So that's cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. That is really cool. Yes. And Dungeness is are their usual. It's awesome. Set of tires, detail, and alignment from Dungeness.
Who doesn't need that?
Exactly. No, that's a great price. Heritage Roofing, again, is going to give us a couple roofs. That's been a popular prize over the last few years. Adams Golf Course, the one-year golf membership. Again, it's been fun because some people say, I don't golf. But somebody in their family was really blessed with it and stuff, too. And then other people have said, but you know what? Maybe this is just what I need. And they actually took lessons then and learned how to golf. And it's been a good thing for them as well. So that's a great price.
And we also have the gift cards from El Maguey. And I personally think they have the best fish tacos in town. I love them.
You're not going to get an argument here.
I love them.
And the gift certificates from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses, $250 gift certificates, $250 Visa cards from American Heritage Bank, $250 gift certificates from Wendell's Rock and Jewelry. Those all just make nice, nice gifts to yourself or gifts for others.
There you go.
We also have the 2 1-week pet stays at the Paul's Resort. So if you are taking that trip to Spears Travel and you need to put up your furry little friend, so you can make sure they're well taken care of. And then while you're gone, if you want to have the Heavenly Touch cleaners come in, so you'll have a nice clean house when you get back, then we are giving away 5 2-hour basic cleaning packages worth $180 each from a Heavenly Touch cleaning. So.
And we're hoping that OKM will be kind of back to normal next year a little bit with their season and great music and the festival and all that they do. They've done some neat things this year as much as they could with virtual and all. But anyway, they are giving away 2 VIP season passes to next year's festival.
Nice.
So that's a nice prize, you know, as well. So, you know, we talk about those are the major prizes. If you have a business and you would like to step up with a major prize like that, those are the prizes that will be given away on December 22nd. As well as daily prizes that aren't redeemed. And each of the businesses that are involved, and again, we have a long list of participating businesses that are involved.
Yep.
And you can see that list on our website. You'll see it in the Sunrise Reporter. You'll see it a lot of different places. The businesses all have a rule sheet, and it's on the back of the rule sheet. So a lot of places you can check where the businesses. But those businesses are all giving daily prizes. Mm-hmm. Daily prizes are a value of $50 or more. And starting November 16th, we'll be giving away daily prizes, 10 of them a day, Monday through Friday, here on the radio. Or you can get the numbers also in the Sunrise Reporter. You can get the numbers on Weatherline. You can get the numbers on our website or in the Examiner Enterprise. So 5 different places you can get the daily numbers.
Yeah.
Once we release them, there's 3 business days for you to pick up your daily prize. Daily prizes that aren't redeemed will be drawn for again. And then by the 22nd of December, if we still have some daily prizes left, they'll be mixed up with our major prizes. But again, if there's any businesses that would like to get involved, that's kind of why we're, you know, spearheading it today, because we really want you to give us a call yet today so we can get you on the list. We can get tickets and everything to you, because the tickets are going out, because people will be able to start redeeming, getting their tickets, start gathering them next week.
So, yeah, when you gather them, make sure you keep them. Make sure you keep them in a good, safe place. Know where they came from.
Keep them in order, please, yes, because you might want to start a spreadsheet.
A lot of people do start spreadsheets, yes. Or you can, you know, staple them to a piece of paper so you don't lose them or whatever. Just make sure you hang on to them and be ready for that that Tuesday, the 22nd. And, we usually just kind of take over all the stations and we have a big party and life is great. And I think Bartersville and Dewey just kind of stops for a few hours and just listens.
Oh, golly,
and we,
yeah,
we have a really good time. And so, and it doesn't matter where you're at. You can be shopping, you can be at work, you can be at your mom's house. And, you know, whatever, wherever you're at, we'll come to you and verify your ticket. And
some people kind of make that their day of baking cookies, or they make that their day of wrapping presents or something too, so that they can listen and also be productive at the same time. So that's an idea. You might just kind of save that for that day as well. And join us.
And you know, old Phil, he got to play Santa Claus last year a little bit because he was the guy they had to go verify the grand prize winner.
Our sales staff and some of our on-air staff are all located throughout the community, throughout the region. We go everywhere from Pawhuska to Coffeyville and Independence to Nowata in that area down to Owosso and Skiatook and all over Bartlesville and Dewey, just with our people to verify so that we can quickly get to you to make sure that you have one of the winning tickets.
Yes.
But yeah, no, Phil is traditionally one of our better Santa Claus guys. He always gets lucky and gets to give away some of the great prizes,
too.
So it's a whole lot of fun. And but we just want to make people aware that it is coming up. It's that time of year. We hope you have a great Halloween. We hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. But Christmas is around the corner, too.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And the reason we do this, shop your local merchants. Again, you know, it's a win-win because the sales tax dollars stay here in town. You keep our people employed locally. Those are the businesses that hit up for all the Little League and the YMCA and the United Way and all these different charities and stuff. Go to our local businesses. We got to keep those local businesses open and thank them for what they do. And by shopping there is how we can make that happen.
It's a great partnership. They support us. We support them. It's a good thing.
It is. And, you know, you've got that personal service that you don't get when you order something. You can see what you've got. You can touch it, feel it. You can, you know, get instructions and how to make it work a lot of times from your local place as well. They can help you measure things a lot of times. It just makes sense to shop locally. And yes, it's easy in this COVID season. You might say, well, but I don't really want to go shopping. Well, a lot of them, if you call up the business and say, this is what I want, this is what I'm interested in, they will help you. They will curbside. They will, you know, make it as easy as possible. Some will even deliver. So, you know, consider that as you're doing your shopping this year.
One thing I've noticed in Bartlesville in particular, if you visit a local business, there's usually somebody's name on the sign.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet you a dollar to a donut there's going to be somebody inside the store with the same name.
Exactly.
it's all they, you don't get any more local than that.
Right, right. They're there to help and serve you. And, you know, we appreciate all the clerks and those who are standing there at the grocery store line and ripping off tickets and stuff. It makes a little extra work for them this type of year.
But
so
they like it.
So thank them and tell them that you appreciate them doing that and making this all work for everybody.
Indeed.
And you don't have to wait 3 to 5 business days to, you know, get what you want.
Exactly. And sometimes it's not the right color or size or whatever, too. You can see and know right then. So it makes sense to shop locally and collect your tickets. And you might be a big winner, $5,000 and great prizes.
Ooh, I want to remind everybody, whether you're a participant or if you're a business who would like to be involved with this, just go to our website, which is BartlesvilleRadio.com. I do believe it's along the right-hand side. You just click on the green Christmas tree, and all the information will be there. If you have questions, there are little things that you can click on, and you'll get your answer there.
Exactly.
That's right, and you can always call the station if you don't find your answer. Mm-hmm. If you need special attention, we will definitely help you out in any way we can. So,
All right.
And we look forward to seeing you then on the 22nd collecting one of those great prizes, too. So we have fun that day. We'll take pictures and put that on our website with you and just be happy with and celebrate with you, too.
And folks, you don't know how many tickets we get. We have a dumpster full.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, there's usually about a million tickets that are in that dumpster.
And you can always come by the station here and pick up tickets as well, because we will be having our own ticket giveaway here. So if you are out and about collecting your tickets, stop by.
All righty. It all gets underway just like that. Green Country Christmas, it's on.
Let's be here before you know it.
Have a Green Country Christmas.
All right. Thank you, ladies, very much. And our community connection has been brought to you by Arnold Moore.